states along the East Coast are bracing for Hurricane Florence, which continues to grow in strength. Virginia and Maryland have declared states of emergencies to free up resources, and as Florence inches north, it's expected to dump even more rain on our already soggy region by the end of the week. Joining us now for a closer look at what's in store for us is Jeff Halverson, a severe weather expert with the Capital Weather Gang. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
You're very welcome.
Hurricane Florence is expected to make landfall somewhere on the East Coast later this week. What should we expect specifically for the DMV region?
The most likely location of landfall is somewhere along the southern North Carolina coastline, and that landfall would be sometime afternoon, evening of this coming Thursday. However, I will say there's something we call cone of uncertainty, which is the area that the storm could occupy. And it's not like it's an exact forecast of a track right now, 4 days out from landfall. Our impacts, if that holds true, if it truly is the southern coast of North Carolina, we would be kind of on the northern edge of this storm.
So we have had a wet summer already in this region with even more rainfall just over this weekend. Can our region handle more rain?
So this is a very serious problem. It's probably the top hazard for us up here in Northern Virginia, D.C., Maryland. We've had an incredibly wet summer the past 4 or 5 months. We've had 200% to 300% of our normal rainfall this past summer for a comparable time period in other years. Those soils are absolutely sopping wet. They can't really hold another inch or two, and it's not going to take much to create problems. However, everyone should be prepared for an extended wet period starting Saturday through Monday or Tuesday of next week with the potential for several inches of additional rainfall.
As with any storm, there's always the concern of damage from high winds. Is that something that you're watching, particularly in this area, either damage to buildings or trees?
Yeah, we don't really see the potential for damage to buildings, but we are a bit nervous about the trees. So the storm will come in most likely into central North Carolina and begin weakening very quickly over land. It's probably going to be down to something on the order of 30, 35 mile an hour winds by Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon. However, between Thursday and Saturday afternoon, one of the things we don't understand very well is when these storms come in and they weaken, the wind field, the footprint of winds expands. So they kind of blow themselves up a bit over land. That could push some of the stronger winds northward close to Northern Virginia, D.C., Maryland. At this point in time, it looks like something on the order of wind gusts in the 30s to maybe low 40s. Miles per hour. However, because the ground is so wet and so saturated, there is a danger that more trees than usual will come down, even though the winds may not actually reach tropical storm force.
All right. It is easy when you hear these forecasts to kind of work yourself into a lather and panic a bit. How are you specifically advising people to prepare ahead of this potential hurricane landfall?
Up here on the northern fringe, as I say, our greatest hazard is probably going to be an extended period of heavy rain, and we just don't need more of that. So sensible precautions. You need to be thinking about gutters. If you know your basement is prone to flooding, you know, getting a battery backup system in for your sump pump is always something very useful. Worried once again about streams coming out of banks, about impassable areas on roads and underpasses because of the ponding of the water.
All right. That's Jeff Halverson, severe weather expert with the Capital Weather Gang. Thanks, Jeff.
You're very welcome.